So if you don't know what you're going to be doing in the future, how do you prepare for something you don't know? I'll tell you build a timeless brand. Welcome to Showing Up with Tolu Michaels. That's me. I never thought I'd start a podcast or write a bestseller, let alone lead a business that gives me freedom, flexibility, and funds. But I was willing to try. Today, I've trained thousands of entrepreneurs around the world, spoken on stages I only dreamed about, and created programs that smart people rave about without losing myself or working round the clock. That's what I want for you. You don't have to be famous, flashy, or even fancy, but you do have to show up. Because if you remain unknown, unclear, or untrusted, your influence will be limited. We can have that. This podcast gives you heartfelt conversation and straightforward strategies to show up, stand out, and share your message with the world. If you're all about making a difference while you make a living, you're in the right place. I'm grateful to be connected with you today. Let's get started. What's something that you're into lately? You know, a hobby, a passion project, something outside of work. And speaking of work, today, let's talk about how to build a brand beyond your career. How to build a personal brand that transcends the work you're currently doing. Research shows that the average person makes at least 5 career changes during their lifetime. So which means that what you're doing now is not necessarily what you'll be doing in 20 years' time. So if you don't know what you're going to be doing in the future, how do you prepare for something you don't know? I'll tell you, you build a timeless brand. You build credibility that is transferable. You can take it with you no matter what you do. There are some of your favorite VIPs right now. I don't want to mention any names. But if they woke up tomorrow and told you that, oh, they now sell jollof rice, you will still buy. Even though you're like, I know you sing well. Can you sell jollof rice? But you would at least try to buy. Why? Because you like them, you trust them, you know them, and you have an idea that their credibility in their previous career should transcend into this one. Exactly what I'm talking about. In the future, recommendations are still going to be important. Somebody is still going to need to vouch for you no matter what career you pivot into. Somebody is still going to need to give you a chance. Somebody is still going to need to invest in you or with you or believe in you in some form or way. And what are you going to carry with you? Your reputation, your credibility, your brilliance. People can tell that no matter where you move to, even if you move cities, even if you move careers, even if you move jobs, your brilliance is still going to be brilliant. So that's why it's important that you build a brand beyond your career. Build a personal brand that's timeless and that can grow with you as you grow. I believe I have convinced you. So let's get started. How do you build a brand beyond your career? Branding is a whole conversation. I mean, we have an entire personal brand accelerator to support people to build their personal brands for a year. So you know it's not something we can finish in one episode, but I'll give you some pointers. Let me tell you, you're a gift. Your knowledge, your skills, your abilities, your experience are gifts. There is a special sauce that you have that only you can serve the world with. I just don't know if you know it, but it is true. You're the only person who has gone through everything you've gone through in the way that you've gone through it. And you're still doing the things you're doing today. You are the only person who's had your experience, who's made your mistakes, burned to the family you've been burning, gone to the schools you've gone to, worked at the jobs you've worked in, and telling the story that you're telling. So maybe other people have the same tools you have. Maybe they can even copy your style. Maybe they can dress like you. They might even have the same options that you have in terms of career options. But guess what? They're not you. They've not made your mistakes. They can't tell your story like you can. Your work is a solution to a specific problem. Maybe you don't know it yet, but it is true. And if you don't give it to us, how are we going to take it? So the first step, actually, to building a personal brand is to decide to do it. That decision to put yourself out there, that decision to share your gift with the world, that decision to let your light be seen, to let your voice be heard, and to let your work be shared. That decision to accept that your work matters, your ideas matter, and your uniqueness matters. Until you decide, friend, nobody can help you. But if you've made that decision, well, I'm here for you. You don't need more endorsements. You don't need more accolades. You don't need more permission. You don't need perfect conditions. You just need to decide to start. And here are 5 pillars to think through building a personal brand that goes and grows beyond your career. First thing is positioning. Positioning. Positioning is the space that you occupy in people's minds, in the mind of your audience. Positioning is your answer to the questions, what do I want to be known for? What would I build my reputation around? How and where do I want to be known? Positioning is about getting clarity about who you are, what you do, who you do it for, and why they should choose you. When your positioning is clear, everyone who comes in contact with you understands why they should work with you or why they shouldn't work with you. So if you're going to build a brand beyond your career, you need to think about outside work. Who am I? What do I do? What is my key message? What is my contribution? What do I bring to the table? What are my strengths? What are my skills? What can I do? Many of the things that you're doing are transferable, but I think that people tend to invest in the wrong thing. I'm yet to see the skill called banking. So if you're a banker, you need to identify the skills you have beyond going to meetings and sitting in a banking hall. Yeah? So what exactly are you good at? What are your strengths? Is it communication? Are you able to articulate your thoughts? Are you able to help other people articulate their thoughts? Are you a strategic decision maker? You know, identify the things that you are good at. Your technical skills, your soft skills, your life skills. Identify them and identify the role you want to play in the world. That's what positioning is about. It's about asking, what role do I want to play in the world? What space do I want to occupy in the world? And you have everything you need to start there. Next is process. Every expert, everyone who is actually good at something, has a unique process that they follow, a unique method that they use to get the thing done. You may not know it, but it is there. For example, I'm sharing with you the five pillars of building a personal brand beyond your career. And those five pillars are mine. Somebody else will have a different way of saying it, but these are part of my process to helping you build a personal brand that's purposeful, that's powerful, that's persuasive, that's profitable. And you can call them a part of my method or my process. Same thing with you. What's your process? Remember how as a child, when you went to the hospital often, you had a favorite nurse. Like there was just someone you preferred to administer your medication. This one, she plays with you. She would, you know, tease you, talk to you. Maybe the other one would just put the needle in your body straight, but this one would actually take the time to get on the same page and just level with you. Other nurses were equally qualified, but you just preferred this particular person because of her method. That's it. Your method, your process is part of your brand. Because, you know, a brand is not a concept that you just build in thin air. A brand is a reason to choose. The reason people choose you, that's your brand. Yeah? The reputation that you have with people, what people think when they hear your name or see your face, that's your brand. So your method, your process, your way of doing things is not enough to put on your LinkedIn, I'm a highly motivated team player. I'm highly experienced. What does that mean? What is your method? What is your process? While skill and expertise can be replicated, it is almost impossible to replicate someone's personality and style. So your process should include your personality. You know, it should include with something that is peculiar to you. For example, my personal branding process when I work with our clients, it begins with them articulating their vision and documenting their dreams. This is just because me as a person, I really like to see the big picture. I'm a big picture person. I like to see the big picture of what I'm working on or anything I'm involved in. I prefer strategic to random. And that personal preference is reflected in my work. Some people will prefer me to another personal branding expert just because of that. So what's your process? What's your unique method from going from point A to point B? That's how people decide to prefer you and to choose you. Now, you might be thinking, I don't have any process. Well, yeah, that's the point. Sit down and think about it. How do you do what you do? Maybe you're really great at building relationships. How do you do that? You may not know, but you do have a process. There's something unique to you. There's a way you speak with people. There's a way you listen. There's a way you smile. There's a way you share. There's a way you reach out. There's a way you follow up. That's your process, my friend. Next, and this is a big one, is packaging. This is a really big one. No matter how brilliant a person is, you struggle to listen to them if they showed up with unkempt hair and a tattered appearance. Because visual appeal means a lot. How people feel about you and your work determines the value they place on it. The value they place on it determines how much they're willing to pay for it. Packaging is how you influence how people feel about your work. And I know that when we say packaging, people quickly think, ah, but that's just vanity. You know, packaging is just about pretending and lying. It's not. It doesn't have to be. Packaging is about presenting yourself in a way that communicates that you're valuable, you're desirable, and you're credible. When you get into some rooms, you don't even need to be told that you've entered a place of value. Why? Packaging. When you enter a 5-star hotel, you know that your wallet is about to fill it. Why? Packaging. Before they even say anything to you. So the question is, do you appear valuable? If somebody who did not know you, who is not exposed to your brilliance, actually just saw you from afar, just stumbled on your profile online, do you look like you're worth it? I know you are worth it. I'm saying, do you look like it? Because remember, how people feel about you and your work determines the value they place on it. And packaging is how you influence that feeling by presenting yourself in the best way possible. So start from the small things. I know people say don't sweat the details, but when it comes to being remarkable, when it comes to packaging your brand, you need to sweat the details. So like your email signature, your documents, your slides, your graphics design, your profile picture, your email address. My goodness, why is your email address MrHandsomeLicious@yahoo.com? It's time for an upgrade. You know, use something that reflects your real name or your brand name. Be professional. Seize every opportunity to look credible and legitimate. Like, don't give anybody a chance to wonder if you're a fraud. Don't give them a chance to question whether you are a scam or not. So customize everything. Be professional in how you appear. Every detail is important, okay? There's nothing wrong with packaging. The only problem is when people lie or try to package nonsense. For example, people who are selling things that they have zero expertise in. Don't do that. There's a difference between packaging yourself properly and telling lies. They're not the same. And in case you've not noticed, that's a lot of P's. Well, the next P on the list is platform. So you're going to need to decide, where am I going to be seen and heard? The first question we asked when it came to positioning was, how do I want to be known? When it came to process, the question was, how do I make my magic happen? Regarding packaging, the question is, what do I want people to feel when they encounter me or encounter my work? Now with platform, the question is, where would I be seen and heard? There are so many options of platforms that you could choose, but make sure that it communicates your credibility. Make sure that you show up as a professional. Make sure that the packaging is on point and your details are well taken care of. Don't be someone who is purple in a Google form and then you are yellow all over Instagram. Then on LinkedIn, your color is red. What is the problem? You're not a rainbow. Instead, look credible, look cohesive, and customize everywhere you show up. This is crucial. You know why? Because people encounter your beauty before they experience your brilliance. They've made a conclusion before even listening to you. Make it clear that you know what you're talking about. And the fifth pillar is promotion. Promotion is everything you do to share your work with the world and get more eyeballs on what you do. You promote your work by creating and sharing content. If you don't share content, people will not know how good you are, no matter how good you are. And I know you're thinking, there's already a lot of content out there. What can I add to the conversation? You can add a lot to the conversation because it's not really about how much information is available. It's the fact that somebody needs to hear it in the way that you will say it. It's the fact that your own body of work is going to make a difference in the world, no matter how many other people have their own body of work out there. So the problem usually is when people rush to do promotion without a real strategy. So when people are searching for speaking opportunities and PR opportunities and media features without even understanding what they are here for. But that's not going to be you, because we've dealt with your positioning, your process, your platform, your packaging, and now your promotion. So everything you put out there is going to be aligned with who you want to be, how you want to be seen, what you want people to feel about your work, and where you want to be seen and heard. The real question when it comes to promotion is, what am I going to be sharing about my work? What am I going to be saying about my work? What am I going to share with the world? Creating content not only establishes your expertise, it also gives people a frame of reference for relating to you. Your content is how we know who you are. It's how we know what you stand for. Is how we can learn from you even if we've never met you before. Your content is a vehicle for your values. And that's why this is super important. So how do you share content if you're not selling anything? Well, there are other options. You don't have to be selling something to share content. It's a mistake to think that the only reason people share content is because they have something to sell. No, You can share content so that people know how good you are. You can share content so that you can get access to the resources you need. Building your personal brand helps people to see your value. And when they see your value, they want to work with you. They want to collaborate with you. They want to attend something because you invited them. They want to hire you or be hired by you. So there is a lot more benefit than just selling. And there are three strategies I'll share with you for sharing content that establishes your expertise, elevates your brand, and eliminates the competition when people are deciding who to work with. One is you can teach what you know. As a matter of fact, a good place to start creating your body of work is to teach what you know. Think about the household names in your industry. Why do you know them? Are they usually the most talented? Are they usually the most educated? Probably not. Most of the time, we know these people only because of what they share. You've heard them speak somewhere. They've written a book. They've done a presentation. You've heard of these people because you've read from them, because you've watched them, because you've listened to them. And that's exactly what you should do as well. That's exactly how you're going to become an expert. The experts that we know today, we're not born experts. They have taken the time to build their personal brand, to help people know and trust them. They have built their platforms where they share content and they've created visibility around what they know. The reason nobody knows you as an expert yet is because you have not started to build your brand and share what you know. It's because you have not given yourself permission to be seen as an expert. And I'm telling you that no matter how hard you work, no matter how much certifications you get, no matter how beautiful your photos and your packaging is, if you don't share what you know, your influence will be limited. And teaching is a great way to do it. Being a teacher does not mean you know everything in the world. It just means that you know enough to teach the next person. You don't need to be Albert Einstein to teach a high school child physics. In the same way that you don't need to be Kobe Bryant to coach a child to play basketball. There will always be people who are smarter, more skilled, more knowledgeable than you are. But the point is not to know everything. The point is to know enough to help the next person. So yes, teach what you know. Share your lessons. Share your best tips. Share your strategies. How have you grown your career? What mistakes have you made? What have you learned? Share these. When you do that, you're modeling possibilities and you're mentoring others to be able to access that possibility. This is how thought leadership is built. Now you become the go-to when people have questions that you can answer, when they have problems that you can solve, because you are teaching what you know, because you've put your process into a framework and you're sharing it. So teaching is an option, okay? Another option, if you're not the teaching kind of person, maybe you are more of an innovator. That's okay. You can share your innovation. You can share new thinking. You can prefer simple solutions to complex problems. You know, you can create different scenarios, break it down, and help people understand your industry better. So that's something you can do. Maybe you don't want to, you know, teach from your experience. Maybe you don't want to share your lessons or your mistakes. You can actually help people understand your industry better. So maybe you're the kind of person who is always giving an exposé on what it means to work as an engineer. Maybe you're the person who is helping other engineers discover new tools and new perspectives for thinking through their work. So you can be an innovator, just sharing new thinking, simple solutions, new processes, and transforming how your industry works. That's also an option. Another thing you could do, maybe you're more of a data person. You can share your research. So you can publish trends. You can say, you know what, this happened and then this happened. This happened and then this happened. And so this is what is likely to happen in the future. When you share content as a teacher, people come to you for instruction, for step-by-step guidance to help them understand things. When you share content as an innovator, people come to you for perspective, for deep understanding, to help them see what they haven't seen before. When you share content as a researcher, people come to you for advice. People come to consult with you. People come to ask questions about what you think will happen in the future. People come to you to help them make sense of trends. But here's the thing, whichever one you choose, the point is people will come to you for answers. People will recognize your expertise. They will know that you know what you're talking about, that you're good at what you do. So I want you to look beyond just sharing content for the sake of teaching. You can also share your innovation. You can also share your research and trends for the future. And I'll give you a bonus one. A bonus one that you can do actually is to be an influencer in your industry. So maybe you don't even have your own frameworks that you're promoting, but you can put your weight behind what you believe. You can be the person who is curating top resources for others to access. So you can be the person who is promoting an ideology in your industry. The point is that anybody can use promotion to grow their personal brand. And you don't have to be a teacher to do it. You don't even have to be an extrovert to do it. You just need to be able to do it in your own way that aligns with how you're wired, how you're gifted, and how you're competent. Whatever you do, keep asking yourself, how can I create credibility today that will be useful for me no matter what my career looks like in the future? How can I become known for what I'm good at? How can I build a brand that helps people see that I'm a valuable asset to any team? How can I build a brand that makes people want to work with me? That's the idea. It's not about doing it in a particular way or doing it like a particular person. When people see you as a trusted leader, they will listen to you, they will follow your recommendations, and take everything you do seriously. But the thing is, leadership is not about years of experience. It's not about titles and certifications. It's not even about sounding smart all the time. Leadership is about influence. How do we become influential? By engaging with others and communicating clearly in a way that they will listen. Content helps you grow your influence. If you get in front of people a lot of times and you're helpful each time, whether through your posts, whether through them listening to you, whether through them watching you, if you're helpful each time, they'll begin to recognize your name and what you have to offer. This is how you become known. This is how you build a brand that grows beyond your career. At the end of the day, your work, your talent, your uniqueness, your expertise, your knowledge, your experience is a solution to a problem. So instead of saying, I'm not experienced or qualified enough to do this, I think you should start asking, are there problems that I can solve? Are there questions that I can answer? Are there stories that I can share? Until next time, keep showing up. Thank you so much for tuning in today. The fastest way to access all the tools, resources, links, and strategies mentioned in this episode, and also to send in your questions, is to visit showinguppod.com. Head over there now, and we've got goodies in store.